The bills require local governments to use at least 10% of their American Rescue Plan Act money toward creating new workforce housing or programs for loans for repairing older housing. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke says as a realtor, he can attest to the issues at hand.
When you have younger kids that are coming out of college, getting their first jobs, and unable to afford a home because of the rising prices and the lack of available housing, it's a serious problem.
Republicans control both houses of the state legislature, but it's not clear at this stage whether Governor Tony Evers would sign the bills if they made it to his desk. Assembly Democrats didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Christine Hatfield, Wisconsin Public Radio.